Yeah, obviously we're in a bit of a tight race right now with about four teams fighting for two spots, I think. So, and we've got a few of the top teams coming up. So obviously it's going to give us great preparation if we do make finals. But right now we've just got to concentrate on Cairns on Friday night.
You've been happy with the form? Obviously it's probably been a bit mixed over the last couple of years, but you're coming off a pretty tough road trip. So do you feel like you're getting somewhere near where you need to be?
Yeah, obviously... Probably January wasn't our best month. It was a tough schedule on the road a lot. But, we probably haven't been playing our best basketball compared to last year. But we've turned around on Sunday against the Kings, and hopefully we can build on that again Friday.
Can you just wipe the last month from your memory, or do you have to go back and learn from it?
We've learnt from it, but we've put it behind us now, and we're just focused on the remaining of the season.
What about yourself, coming back a bit earlier than expected, I guess?
Yeah, obviously... Initial was 4 to 6 weeks, but I've been pain-free for about a couple of weeks now. So seen the doctor last Wednesday, and he gave me the all clear to start training and that, and pulled up well. So obviously got out there on Sunday.
You playing with any brace or anything?
I've got a carbon plate and the sole of my shoes, so that's all I've got though. So it was just helping. So
how much is it helping, like, to be able to? And will you have to wear it for the rest of the season?
I will wear it for the rest of the season. Obviously, still haven't had any pain yet, but it's just there for protection in case, for some freak reason, it does happen again. But the doctors have told me it's going to be a 5% chance of it happening again. So
they've been missing your, I guess, big body presence in down low.
Yeah, obviously, losing me, it was a bit of a loss. But Tommy stepped up. He's been fantastic the past month. Jesse, Sean, obviously had to carry a lot of the load, and after that road trip, there's a few sore bodies, so I'm just out there to try and help as much as possible right now.
What about toe, ankle problems over the last couple of years? Do you feel your body's okay? To any fear of moving forward in the next couple of years?
Each year I tell my season, this is going to be the season I don't have an injury, but something always flares up. It was the first bone I've ever fractured, but I'm not worried about my body. I'll just continue to do what I've been doing, and hopefully I can stay injury-free.
You don't want to miss any basketball, but has it given you the body a bit of a chance to freshen up over those few weeks you've had?
Definitely, it's a long season, but missing 3 weeks, just 1 week I got to get away from basketball, just refresh. I think that's what helped me on Sunday as well, just being away. I got my hunger back, and yeah, it's good to be back out in court.
Started on the bench over the weekend, worked well with Tom. Do you sort of see yourself now pushing now for that starting five?
I'm happy wherever Trevor wants to play me. If it's off the bench, I'm more than happy with that. If I start, I start, but I don't care where I start. I just want to be out in court.
Put any pressure on him at all to try and get back in that soft spot and also give Tommy a bit of a break?
Yeah, no, Tommy's been playing fantastic, so I'm happy to help back him up if that's what it takes. But, yeah, I'm just excited to be back out in court.
Results with and without you, are you the team saviour?
No, I'm definitely not a team saviour. No, obviously it's just a tough stretch, and we're back home now for a couple of weeks, so we can turn our season around.
How much of the boys wanted to go out and smash Cairns, given what happened the last game?
Yeah, obviously the last quarter up in Cairns wasn't pretty for us, so we owe them, especially back here. I think we're fighting for the split against them as well, so we just got to take care of business, play out defence the way we did on Sunday, and hopefully the rest will take care of itself.
Are these next couple of home games sort of critical to where you're going to finish?
Yeah, obviously against Cairns and New Zealand, the top two teams, and then you've got Adelaide, Melbourne, and us fighting for those third and fourth spots. So we need to take care of home court, and the rest of the results are out of our hands. So we've just got to take care of our own business and see what happens from there.
You sort of see at the weekend, obviously, get yourself back. There's obviously a few more options that you've got now. Do you sort of see that as a turning point or the catalyst to really sort of, kick on now and then hopefully have another tilt at a championship?
Yeah, as we said, the past month's behind us. We've got a full team back, obviously missing Ernest, but we're getting guys back now. Guys are getting healthy, so we can start our season fresh from now, two games at home, so we can build on that heading towards finals.